For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Monday, March the 26th, and we've got two guests today. Both of them are good friends of mine. Let's start, first of all, with Marcia Walker. Good
Hi,
to have
Paul.
You here, Marcia.
Thanks for having me.
Meals on Wheels. We're going to talk about a very important fundraiser that you have. It's called Big Wheels.
It is. Right? We've been doing this for about 18 years, and we deliver meals to businesses or individuals, if you order three, during the week after Easter. And they're prepared by the students in the Hotel and Restaurant Management College at the University of Missouri. And they cost $10 each. And they get half of the money for preparing them and for the cost of the food. And we get the other half.
Now, this is an important fundraiser, correct?
It's the only fundraiser that we've ever done.
It's the only fundraiser?
Yes. Now, some other people have done fundraisers for us. But as an agency, this is our only fundraiser.
So how much money are you hoping you'll bring in?
About $20,000.
That's a lot. That's a lot of cash. And that goes a long way, doesn't it?
It does. And we really need the money.
Yeah, you do.
We're having some difficulties, and we think that next year we won't have funding from the United Way. So
yeah.
That makes
now,
that's gonna
hurt, isn't it?
It is. It's $47,000, about 16% of our budget. So we really need this fundraiser.
$47,000 is going to be not there
right. Next
year.
That's right.
So this $20,000 will help.
Yes.
But you've had this fundraiser in the past, so it's been there along with the...
So we need to do better than we've
right,
done in the
exactly.
past.
Exactly. Talk about why Meals on Wheels is so important to people.
Well, Meals on Wheels has been around for 40 years in Columbia, and what we try to do is help seniors stay in their homes as long as safely possible. And everyone wants to stay in their home.
Of course they do.
And this is a way that they can do it. Someone is checking on them every day. Someone's bringing them a hot meal every day. And this allows them that independence of being in their home. It gives their families that comfort that someone is checking on them. Because if things aren't right, we call their emergency contact and say, you need to
right.
get over there.
So if somebody goes to the door, if one of the volunteers go to the door and there's no answer...
Right.
You call the emergency.
And sometimes even if they come to the door, we call them because maybe they've fallen or maybe they're confused that day or maybe their house is too hot or too cold. So we'll call their emergency contact and say, you need to go over there.
Meals on Wheels is a very intricate part of our community. And I wish you continued success. But for people who want to participate in the Big Wheels fundraiser, what can they do?
Well, you need to order the meals 2 days before you want them.
Okay.
And we'll deliver them Monday through Friday, the week after Easter, the 9th through the 13th of April.
So people, can they call today?
Yes.
They can call today up through a couple of days before Easter.
No. If you call on Monday, you can get them on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. If you call on Tuesday, you can get them Thursday or Friday. If you call on Wednesday, you can get them Friday.
And if you call today, you can get them any day you want.
That's right.
Okay. What's the phone number to call?
886-7554.
Okay.
We're in the phone book in big letters.
Meals on Wheels. And give them the number one more time.
886-7554.
Okay. This would be a really nice thing to do if you want to surprise some of your coworkers. Order a lunch. And it'll be delivered that day.
Right. And if you're the boss, do it for your employees.
Yeah.
Or if you just have friends that you want to get together with, go out and sit in the park.
Okay. All right, Marcia. One more time, the number.
886-7554.
And we'd like to say operators are standing by right now.
Oh, they are.
Okay, Marcia Walker. Now I turn to my other friend, Diana Moxon, Columbia Art League.
Hi,
good
Paul.
To have you here, Diana.
Nice to be back.
You got Art in the Park coming up later this year, but that's not what you want to talk about today. Right?
No, today we're going to talk about art classes.
Art classes.
Art, art classes.
Yeah. Oh, you're making fun of me now. Art classes.
It's about time.
All right, tell me about your art classes.
Well, we do classes through the year for both adults and for children, but we have a new session starting next week. So starting next Monday, April the 2nd, we will...
Can you believe next Monday is April 2nd?
No, I can't. That means it's only 2 months till Art in the Park. So let's just not go there. It's too stressful. So, yes, next week we have our next session of adult classes coming up. So I don't know if you're like me, but I did art when I was at school and... then I didn't do it since. And so I think a lot of people come back to art later in life once they've raised their family and they've, you know, retired maybe, or maybe they just have always wanted to take an art class.
So what kind of art classes are you having?
Well, you could do composing and collage. Now, that's for somebody who maybe is a little nervous about painting and drawing, but what still wants to make art. So don't worry if you can't, you know, draw the perfect cat or the perfect tree. In this one, you're going to be working with collage and with different items, and it's more a mixed media class. And that's a good way to get back into art. If you do want to draw and take a beginning drawing class, and that we also have that, and that's going to be on Thursday evenings, and that starts actually the following week on April the 12th.
Now, what happens if somebody comes in that has absolutely no talent, but wants to learn to draw?
Everyone has talent, Paul. Everybody can draw. It's a question of how you see. It's learning to see in a different way, and that's what our teachers are great at helping you see things in a way that you can put it down onto paper. But you could also just be an abstract artist. I mean, you don't have to.
Oh, that's right. If you do abstract, it doesn't make any difference what you do.
You can do a tree however you want to do it. You can paint the sky red. Doesn't matter, as long as it's meaningful to you and it's an outlet for your creative expression. Mm-hmm. And that's what's really important,
yeah.
I think.
I've seen some abstract art that I just cannot understand at all. But it's worth a great deal of money, isn't it?
Exactly. But if you do want to learn how to draw a tree or a cat or make a collage, then we have the class for you. We're also doing an oil painting class of the human form. Now, that's a bit more advanced. That's for people who are a bit more experienced.
Okay.
So that's painting in the human form. So we have four classes coming up. Composing in collage, which will be on Mondays in the evening. We do a landscape painting, and that's using watercolor or acrylic paints, and that's going to be Tuesday afternoon.
Kind of like what we have in our studio.
Like Mariel's
watercolor. Go to kbia.org, click on Radio Friends, watch it, and you'll see we've got landscape
watercolors. Very good, Paul. And then we also have painting the human form. That's going to be an oil painting class, and that's on Tuesday evenings. And then we have a drawing class for beginners and more experienced artists, and that's on Thursday evenings, and that starts on April the 12th.
And people can ring you up if they want to for
more information. They can ring me up, or they can go to columbiaartleague.org and click on classes, and they can see all the classes listed. They can even sign up online for a class.
Oh, they can do it on the line?
On the line. On the internet. Webs.
On the interweb? Okay, what's your interweb address?
It's columbiaartleague.org.
Okay, www?
Yes.
Columbiaartleague.org.
Yep, or they can give me a ring.
Ring you up.
443-8838.
Okay, or you can do it on the interweb, as she said. Hey, Diana, thank you so much for coming by. Pleasure having you here, and Marcia, thank you. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow we're going to talk about Earth Hour and MU Children's Hospital. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you have any suggestions, anything you'd like to hear, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. You can sign up for a podcast or a vodcast, kbia.org.